Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, 6 a.m. on the dot. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. How do you do, Upstate South Carolina? Hello, America. What's up, world? Great to be with you. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a tremendous week so far, and a spectacular week thus far. I am Rob Brown, back one more time again, alongside, of course, the guy that makes everything run smoothly, the man in charge of this and every other radio show you ever heard and loved anywhere on the other side of the metaphorical glass, the Sam, the Sultan of Swag, the Professor of Perfection, the Wizard of Wave, Colonel Grudge himself, the great Milonzo. Good morning, Milonzo. How do you do? Good enough for me? Okay. Just communication via soundbite today. I'm here for it.
Hello, Rob. How are you this
morning?
Not
good, man. Not good. Not good at all. I mean, I appreciate you asking. And like, this is one of those times that if I was a normally socially adept human being, I would say, great, thanks for asking.
I just figured that, you know, you're not doing great today, so the sound of my voice is probably going to tick you off at some point. So, you know, maybe I just back off or just try to be a little bit lower, maybe throw some bites in, maybe some smooth music, you know, some of that.
No. I mean, it's, look, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't know why, but this day is one of them days that the hamster in the wheel ain't running, right? You know what I mean? Like, you ever seen those videos of the hamsters in the wheel and they get going really quick and then they stop, but the wheel doesn't, so they just kind of like, they get carried around in a circle and then the wheel stops and it just kind of does that swing at the bottom and then the hamster's just laying there because his brain hasn't caught up with what just happened to him? That's me as a person right now.
You're at that swing at the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm in that little
swing. I've been thrown through the and now I'm at the little rock back and forth and it's come to its conclusion and now the hamster's just like, what in the hell?
It's only Tuesday. So, yeah.
But it's not a day of the week thing. I don't really have an explanation. Look, listen. The way the morning usually works for Rob Brown. The way the morning usually works for Rob Brown is that the alarm goes off around 3:30, 3:40, somewhere in that realm. And I pop up and I'm a shower in the morning guy. I'm a shower before work guy. Usually the alarm.
If you don't shower or bathe before you go to work, man, you stink. Do something.
I'm not saying I don't. I'm saying like there's people who shower before they go to bed at night.
Yeah, and then they sweat in their sleep, And they get up and they stank.
Lonzo, drop the temperature in your house. It has if you are sweating in your sleep.
It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with the temperature in your house. There are people, I guess you're not one of them, who sweat in their sleep. I've always done that. I know a lot of other people who always do that.
Not me. Okay. Not me.
All right.
Unfortunately.
I would say it's more normal for people to sweat in their sleep than to not.
No, I think you once again are doing that thing where you're like, if it happens to me, that's the normal thing.
No, you're doing that.
No, I am unaware.
It's not me. It's you're doing
I don't
that.
Have this conversation with everybody, but like, I don't get a lot of people that are like, I get so sweaty in my sleep, I have to shower in the morning.
Well, it's not a common thing to talk about, but...
Also, how often do you wash your sheets? I hope every day.
Well, I mean, you know, why do that?
Because they're sweaty, apparently.
If you're a Neanderthal, how often do you wash your sheets?
Well, I don't sweat through them on a regular basis, once a week.
As far as you know.
No, I'm pretty sure I know if I'm sweaty or not. It's one of the few things I can say with objective certainty.
You could sweat in the night while you're asleep. That's wet could dry. You could wake up and you wouldn't know.
Okay. All right. So
all the more reason to shower when you get up, people.
There are shower in the morning people. There were shower at night people.
Shower at night, you're weird.
My wife is a shower
care.
At night person.
I don't care. It's still weird. Okay? It's weird.
I'm a shower in the morning person 90%
She's
of the time.
She's called me weird 1,000 times.
That's
so
probably
it's
fair.
It's not going to
be probably
yeah.
fair. I'm a shower in the morning person. Usually the alarm hits about 3:40. I get up. I pop a quick 10-minute, 15-minute shower. I'm usually out of the door around 4:10, 4:15. I'm up here at 4:30 to 4:35, sometimes 4:45, but I'm always here by 4:45, and the grind gets going. This morning, I do not know what happened. I don't know what happened. I set the alarm. I stayed up last night. I watched Raw on Netflix, which was good. It was good. I thought we were going to get like a WrestleMania type night. I mean, the opening fight with, you know, the run-ins by the bloodlines on both sides, by Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes. Like, it was good. I have some complaints. We'll come to those.
Yeah, so do I. By the way, the Kevin Owens thing was a surprise. I don't know why that part surprised me, but it did. So everything else I expected, but him for some reason it was like, oh, okay.
We're gonna come to that a little later in the show. But watched a little Raw on Netflix, ate some dinner, which I'm gonna acknowledge. I've been doing pretty good about eating healthy since Jan. All right, I dived into the resolution. Let's go back. And I put on a couple of LBs after the wedding. I'm like, you know what? Let's see if we can get down to wedding weight and stay there, right? Why not? So, been eating good. Last night, absolutely did not. Last night, I fried up some Kaneka sausage for dinner. Nothing else. No rice. No veggies.
Wait, what kind of sausage?
Kaneka.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
It's a sausage brand out of Alabama. It's the best sausage on the
okay,
planet.
Okay, so it's a brand. It's not a type. I mean, is it like a kielbasa?
It's a traditional southern sausage made in link form.
Oh,
and
okay.
I cut it up and I fried it up and I had fried sausage for dinner. Probably too much sausage, if we're being honest. All right. Had a little sausage for dinner and went to bed. I was in the bed. The Raw ended at about 11:05. I laid down. I was out by like 11:20. Do not remember the alarm going off this morning. I know it did. I know it did because my phone does this thing where it tells you if you swipe it away within like a second of it going off, it records that. It's like you changed your alarm or you did this at this time, whatever. I turned them all off the same. I don't remember it at all. I don't remember doing that. I don't remember waking up for it. All I know is that at 5:20 a.m., and I know it was 5:20 a.m. because the wife rolled over and she went, "Rob!" And I went, "What?" And she went, "It's 5:20." And I went, "What are you talking about? My alarm didn't go off." And she said, "It went off multiple times an hour and a half ago. Go." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I got to go. So got up, sprinted, got here. Zoe, and this is something I probably am not supposed to admit on the radio. You ever done that thing where you're just full autopilot while you're driving, but then your brain clicks on and you're like, wait, where in the drive am I? Right? Like, where in the drive am I?
I have. It's not a good thing. By the way, big accident on 385 this morning where someone must have done that and fell asleep or other things got in their way. They went off the side of the road, smashed all the pieces in the trees, multiple fire trucks and ambulances. That will wake you up really quick if you're the person driving by that going, oh, that's not good. And I hope whoever that was that they're doing okay because it was rough.
Yeah. I was driving here. And about halfway through the drive, I realized I had been on total autopilot, right? Like, just I was not thinking about the drive. I just was like, I was just on autopilot on the way here and came online to the point that I was like, did I miss a turn? Am I in the right place? Like, it's not good. It's not good. The brain is in the age of combustion engines, my brain is steam right now. Never, just not going great.
Never hit go live. I got it.
Sure didn't.
I got it.
Sure did not. I told you, like, this is gonna be a show because I've got the show planned out. That's what I did while I was watching Raw last night. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna get everything written up. We're gonna talk a lot of NFL and college football playoffs today. All right, we're going to talk about our semifinals upcoming. Like, I got stuff. I got stuff to get to on a Tuesday morning, but I'm going to tell you, like, I am I'm sluggish this AM, man. Like, I am struggling this AM. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see. I want to put it on the forefront that if you're not a morning person, and you have days where you're struggling to get it together in the AM, you are not alone, pal. You're not alone. I am here with you.
We're going to have a wonderful show today. It's going to be exciting, very informative, hopefully entertaining. And don't turn away.
We'll see. We'll see. All right? We're going to give it all we got. All right. Fallout of Black Monday in the NFL. We only ended up having a couple of head coaches let go. Jerod Mayo of the New England Patriots was the first coach let go. Doug Peterson of the Jags was let go yesterday. Surprising number of teams deciding to stay with their head coaches. Some non-committal so far. Mike McCarthy of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, at this point, I'm relatively... Is that who that is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You haven't seen the press conference?
No, I have not yet.
I heard it this morning. It's like, Oh, let me get this before Rob does.
Good call. That's a good one. That's a good clip. It's interesting because Jerry has been relatively non-committal on Mike McCarthy, but we do have other teams. Okay. Sorry, timeout. They just showed Bob Kraft doing his press conference. All right. Bob Kraft is wearing a very lovely light blue sports blazer, a white shirt, like dress shirt under that, and then a black full-collared undershirt underneath that. No, Bob, you're a billionaire, my man.
He's also 82 years old.
You're a billionaire that if you are running an NFL franchise that I love, I expect you to look the part. I'm not saying you got to be like suit and tied with an ascot every time.
Here's the thing. If I'm a billionaire, I'm going to Fetterman every single time.
I mean, dude, if you
wear
run,
what you want. I mean, here's the thing. Once you reach a certain age and a certain amount of money, what do you care what people think
here's
about
what
your
I,
look?
Here's what I care. When my program is a dumpster fire, when I hired one of my guys only to fire him after 1 year, when we all knew going in the team was going to suck and try to blame it all on him like it's not on me, yeah, I expect there to be some level of I've got my bleep togetherness. And right now there's not. Right now there's not. Anyway, we'll come back to Bob Kraft and the Patriots. There are now at least three teams that have asked the Dallas Cowboys permission to speak with Mike McCarthy about their vacant or potentially upcoming vacant roles. We know the Jets have done it. We know that the Bears, because LOL, have asked about speaking to Mike McCarthy. And I believe there was a report that one more team that has not yet fired their head coach has asked for permission to speak with Mike. How did Mike McCarthy become the head coaching hot commodity? I guess you do. But for the record, and I said this yesterday or Friday, and I'll stand on it. I know I said it on Saturday on Bet for the Cycle. Maybe we give Mike McCarthy a little grace, because I've been saying for how many years now that the problem in the Big D, and I do mean Dallas, is what? Jerry Jones' ego. It's Jerry Jones that's the problem. Maybe it's not on Mike. Maybe it is a JJ problem. And if it's a JJ problem, then it kind of makes sense that as all these other teams are like, hey, Mike McCarthy, how do you feel about your coaching abilities right now? Oh, I don't get it this time. I don't get it that time. Thanks, Mike. Take your time getting back to us.
Sorry, I saw LA Knight in the ring with an LA Knight lookalike, and it's so good, it just stunned me. I mean, the dude's like 6 inches shorter, but looked everything. It just, Yeah.
I ain't got it in me. I ain't got the dog in me today, to be honest with you. I'm fighting to find that dog in me today.
I apologize for being distracted.
It's all right.
It was just very shocking.
It's by wrestling. It happens. Maybe there's something to that. I don't know. I just can't buy into it. Oh, the Saints are one of those teams. Yay.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, obviously, he did win a Super Bowl. He has won wherever he's been. Maybe the coaching pool is so small, and that people have. So, how many successful coaches last year were first year coaches?
You mean this year? How many? Let's see. Sean, I'm thinking this year,
but technically it's last year.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair. This season.
Yeah, there we go.
This season. All right. Let's see here. I want to try to do this.
Well, we know one already got fired.
Yep. Which by the way, that's kind of stank from the Patriots, isn't it? Isn't it kind of messed up? Like, you knew this team was going to suck. What the hell did you expect?
This bad?
Yes. This bad. Their Vegas over-under win total was less than Carolina's.
All right. If Belichick was still there, would they have won a few more games?
No. See, no, the team sucks.
I think Belichick is worth a couple more games.
I don't know how. That roster was booty cheeks. In fact, you overperformed to some degree because Drake May was pretty good and snagged one or two. Their Vegas over-under win total was 4.5. The Panthers was 5.5, right? Now, if you grabbed them at the 4 when Rob Brown told you to, before they jumped up to 5, you'll remember last offseason, I was telling you, get them at 4. I got them at 4. Then it jumped up to 5.5. New England's was low. I made a big deal out of it with Rashad Beer going into the season. I'm like, how does it feel to not have the predicted worst team in the NFL according to Vegas? Because that's the Patriots now. What did this team expect out of Gerard Mayo in 1 year? When you just came off of a coach who had been there for 20 how many seasons, and after Brady left, this team just kind of got bogged down into a quagmire. Giggity, giggity. Where did you expect to be? I think Gerard Mayo got a raw deal. Now, conspiracy theory, there's a reason he got a raw deal. Because the Patriots realized they should have hired Mike Vrabel in the first place, and this is going to be their last chance. Because somebody's hiring Mike Vrabel this offseason cycle. I'll tell you right now, I'd be okay with Mike Vrabel down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Somebody's going to hire Mike Vrabel, and if the Patriots pass on him again, they'll never get the chance again. He'll never be back on the radar. So I really don't think this was a firing because they're unhappy with Jerod Mayo. I think it's a firing so that they could go get Mike Vrabel in there. And we got a lot of NFL news and notes we got to get to. We'll burn up through all of those today. We'll start looking ahead to the college football semifinals because, my dudes, we are closing ever closer in to the semifinals. We have got coming up on the 9th and 10th, just 2 days away, on the 9th, Penn State and Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl. On the 10th, Texas and Ohio State. And then we wait just 10 days until the Natty on January 20th.
Why does it have to be 10 days? Because, I mean, I know you've mentioned this, but it would be great if you just wait a week and have it on Friday, on the following Friday. Friday would be the perfect day to have that.
I mean, any day but a Monday.
Well, no, because any day during the week is a problem, except for Friday. Friday is a perfect day. You're going into the weekend. I mean, you're having the semis on Thursday and Friday. Why not have the final on Friday?
That answer is easy because TV ratings suck on Friday nights. It wouldn't, historically.
It wouldn't if they put that there.
They're not gonna try to be the ones to break the wheel and go into it. You'll notice nothing puts itself on Friday nights. Because no, it's not a TV night.
TGIF used to be.
Back in the day, sure. But in contemporary America, nothing puts itself up on a Friday. Just put it on Saturday, like every other college football thing. Just put it on Saturday night. I know it sucks for Lonzo, especially if the Buckeyes are in it. But put it on Saturday night, like every other college football thing, and let us kill the hangover on Sunday and come back to work on Monday. What are we doing? Why do we have to put it on Monday night? That means I got to stay up till 11:30 on Monday night to watch. That's going to be very frustrating. If Ohio State's in, are you staying up the whole night?
No. I will go to bed when I go to bed, and I will get up the next day and watch it before I come to work. I mean, as you often talk about being an adult, I also know my body, and I know if I stay up that late, I will not be able to function the next day. So,
All right, we'll talk some college football when we come back. Rob Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Texture said, Rob, the most entertaining sports talk show in the South doesn't take a day off. The audience accepts no excuses for the lag. It's time to dig down deep and find that dog in you. I believe in you. Thank you, Texter. Slap the play like a champion today sign and let's bleeping roll. Texter said, I sweat in my sleep. You're weird, Rob. How many of you have this sweat in your sleep issue? Like, what is it nightmares?
All right, why is it an issue?
It's
because you don't do it, so it's an issue?
I mean, I guess it's just an, how many of you have this, how many of you have this condition? Not, no, that sounds negative. How many of you sweat in your sleep? To a noticeable degree. That's not to say I never do, but when I do.
You made it sound like you never do.
No.
You absolutely did.
When I do, it's usually attributable to something. Like, I had a gigantic steak dinner, and I had the meat sweats last night. That's a thing.
Have you ever really had the meat sweats?
Oh, yeah. You've never had the meat sweats?
I don't think so.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe I have.
I've had the meat sweats. You go in on like an 84-ounce porterhouse. You get done. You fight through it. You get done, and it's just
how big is that? Cool. How big is that? Is it? Yeah, I don't.
Big boy.
No,
you got a hammer.
Like $57 or something.
You got to hammer down some meat to get to meat sweat stage. But I've hammered down some meat to get bacon and bourbon fest. I'm gonna have the meat sweats bacon and bourbon fest night. I'll go ahead and call that shot right now. I am absolutely going to have the meat sweats.
If I were really mean, there were some cuts that I could have just pulled right there.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm not ashamed.
I do owe you for something.
I'm
not going to do that.
I love some good meat making me sweaty. It is what it is. All right. So how many of you are sweat profusely in your sleep?
No one said anything about profusely.
It sounds like it's profuse.
Well, no one said that. You sweat in your sleep?
A noticeable amount in the morning, I am going to say, is profuse.
Really?
Anyway.
Wow.
I just assumed, like, if you have night terrors or if you had too big of a dinner and your body is having a burn. Because, you know, the whole thing is if you eat dinner late, your body's trying to, like, burn through some of that food. Like, that's a thing, whatever. That's when it happens to me. But how many, is this like the norm and I'm the weirdo that does not sweat in his sleep? Is this an issue for many / most of you? Genuinely curious.
It's also not an issue, just a normal thing. So.
I disagree. I feel like it's a bit of an issue.
No.
That's just me, but I do. All right. 844-326-3663. That is the text and call-in number. 844-326-3663. Our text message poll question of the day. How many bowl games, non-playoff games, how many bowl games did you watch this year? I'm genuinely curious. Your text message responses to have your vote registered. The way it works is this. Our new text software system allows you to text in and it will tabulate your vote. But you text in at 844-326-3663. And when you text in, you have to start your text with the word to register your vote. Now, you can add more after that. But here are your options. How many bowl games did you watch this year? Non-playoff this year. Your options are none. You didn't watch any bowl games this year. Your second option is one, as in I watched my team's bowl game and nobody else's. The second one is two. I watched mine and maybe one more. Or option four is a handful. So you're going to text none, one, two, or more. Those are the four votes on the text message poll question of the day. How many non-playoff bowl games did you watch this year? None, one, two, or more. And I'm asking you to answer this question honestly. This is nothing more than I'm genuinely curious as to how this worked out. See, because I know some people that got into the Pop-Tarts Bowl this year. And why wouldn't you? We had a resurrected, back from the dead, but still scarred and disfigured Pop-Tart making his reemergence after being toasted and eaten last year. You had the other Pop-Tarts out there doing WWE entrances in front of Pyro.
I saw the entrances. I never watched the game, though. So
how many I'll start with you, great one. How many non-playoff bowl games did you watch this year?
One.
One non-playoff bowl game. South Carolina?
Yeah.
That checks out. Mine is a handful. But I tell you every year, I watch as many as I can get my eyes on. I'll watch a Tuesday 1:30 in the afternoon bowl game if that's what's on, because I know we get to January 20th. Not even January 20th. We have three games left. The 9th, the 10th, and the 20th. And when those three games are done, we're done for 200 some odd days. So I watched every bowl game that I could get on the TV at the house in the Bro Cave. But I also think I'm the exception, not the rule, right? I think I'm the exception, not the rule. So, how many non-playoff bowl games did you watch this year? Here are your words to vote. None, if you watched zero of them. One, which means you watched your team and nobody else's. Two, you watched maybe your team and one more. Maybe you watched your team and the Pop-Tart Bowl. Or maybe you watched your team and South Carolina because you live in that area or whatever. You watched yours and your spouse's, whatever. Or more, which means you watched three or more bowl games, a handful of bowl games, all right? I'm not worried about whether you watched 66 or 16, whatever. How many bowl games did you watch? Non-playoff. Text 844-326-3663 with none, one, two, or more if you watched more than two. That's what we're looking for this morning. That is our text message poll question of the day. I want to see how many. Don't text me the number. Text me the word none, the word one, the word two, or the word more. Those are the four words you're using. None, one, two, or more. Use the words. I will tabulate those. And at the end of the show, we will get a read on how the Rob Brown Show Armada genuinely interacts with bowl games. And for the record, I'm not judging you if the answer is none. These games don't matter. They just don't. But I'm curious as to, if they matter to you, how much. Text the word O-N-E, one, the word two, T-W-O, none, one, two, or more. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob, the great one, Lonzo. Rolling through a Tuesday morning. Text message poll question of the day. Text your answer to 844-326-3663. How many non-playoff bowl games did you watch this year? Text the word spelled out with letters. None, one, two, or more if you watch three or more. I am curious as to how many you jumped in. All right, coming up this evening, I do want to talk about this a little bit. Coming up this evening is the debut of TGL. Anybody know what I'm talking about when I say that? TGL? I'm kind of excited about it.
That Girl Lit?
Say that again, but can you snap when you do it?
That Girl Lit?
No, you got That
I can't.
Girl Lit.
Okay, I can't. Not everything's a song.
Tonight is the debut of TGL. It is, depending on who you ask, either That Golf League, The Golf League, or Tiger Golf League. Basically, tonight, we are going to see a spot where golf and video games are going to cross up. It is six professional golfers. And when I say professional, I'm talking PGA and LIV Tour golfers. Tonight, the New York Golf Club, Matt Fitzpatrick, Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele take on the Bay Golf Club, which is Ludvig Åberg, Wyndham Clark, and Shane Lowry. Six of the best golfers on planet Earth. They are playing golf inside of a souped-up basketball gym. Okay? They've got a gigantic... Have you seen the golf simulators that are real big on social media right now? People build these golf simulators in their basements. Yeah. It's a giant vat. Okay? Big-ass screen. Scoreboards on both sides.
Like something you would see in Pat McAfee's gym.
Yes. Yes. Big, big screen with a virtual golf course on it. And in front of that screen are three squares, one representing a fairway, one representing the rough, and one representing the sand. And these guys will be hitting golf balls out, like hitting, like real, like golfing, hitting into this screen and playing around a golf. But it's not just golf. There are all these different rules and...
So this is the NFL quarterback challenge.
To some degree, but they have made a whole league out of it. There's like nine teams of three golfers, all from their parts of the country and the world. What they have the Jupiter Golf Club, because Jupiter, Florida, a lot of PGA Tour guys live down in Jupiter. Tiger lives down there. He's on that team. I think Rory McIlroy lives down there. It's kind of interesting to me because golf is doing something that I have encouraged other sports to do for a long time. And I'm genuinely curious to see what the TV ratings are, because they've also hyped the crap out of it. I was watching the playoff game, the last round of the playoff game, the game, the night, what was it, last Saturday or whatever, when we had three games in one day, back to back to back. You know what day it was? It was the day that the three games, but the Sugar Bowl got delayed by day. So what was that, Tuesday? And then the Sugar Bowl got delayed to Wednesday of last week. I was watching the first two games.
It was Thursday, and the Sugar Bowl got delayed to Friday.
Whatever day it was.
Yeah.
I was watching that last week. Told you, the brain ain't on yet, all right? It's idling, but it's sputtering right now. I was watching... I don't know why that was necessary.
It was entertaining, though.
Sure, why not? I hope so. I was watching the bowl games, and I'm super big, and we're going to talk about this later on the show. I'm super big on the alternate broadcast. Give me Skycam for every football game. Every game. And by the way, if you're not watching the Skycam's great because there's no announcers. It's just it's stadium audio, so you hear the PA announcer announcing everything. You hear the band, you hear the crowd, and nothing else. It's like being at the game. It's great.
Yeah, if you're not watching Skycam, you're probably not a play-by-play announcer.
I mean, I don't know. I enjoy it. I don't need the guys telling me
so
what just happened.
You are not announcing in your head.
No.
When you're watching.
No, I don't. But again, I don't need to. I know what I'm looking at.
Okay.
I also like all 22 because I like seeing what the wide receivers and the defensive backs are doing. That's like 100% part of the play that most people never get into. So I'm watching the alt broadcast. The thing with the alt broadcast, though, is every break, it's like the same three commercials that they repeat. Right. There's one that ESPN runs that just hypes ESPN. And it's got this like Latin hip hop song that plays in the background on a loop that has, I think my wife almost murdered me because it's just every break this song goes on for like a minute. They had that commercial running. They usually have a commercial of whatever the bowl sponsor is for that bowl game. And then they were running commercials for this TGL event that kicks off tonight. And when they started it, I was like, all right, I'll tune in. And after like the 80th time I saw the commercial, I'm like, yeah, I'm not making plans on Tuesday night. Like, I'm watching this. They have a big screen. The guys are going to hit off of simulated fairway, rough, or sand onto this screen. And then once they get in, they have a green on the other side they will putt on. But this green was built with like hydraulic lifts under it. So they can actually move and shape the green to represent the green of the course that they are virtually playing. So, you know, when you, Joey B has a simulator in his basement, for instance, right? And so every couple of months, me and a couple of the fellas will go out to Joey B's house and we'll turn a simulator on and we'll go play Pebble Beach or whatever, right? But you don't putt. You hit the ball into the green and then basically it like D&D dice rolls to determine whether you took one or two or three putts to knock it in. You say, you know, tell what your handicap is and what your average putting is, and then it kind of figures, all right, the chances you make this putt are blank, and so, you know, then it rolls the dice and you just, whatever. These guys actually are going to have to putt, but they built this green with hydraulics under it so that every time they step onto this green, it's the same green every time, obviously it's in a building, but every time they step onto this green, it's going to be contoured differently. So it's going to be different putts every time they go up there.
So they're playing putt-putt, except it moves.
No, I mean it's a big open green, right? It's not like a lane. It's a golf green.
All right, but how big can it be?
I don't know
the size of this room or
it's big.
Okay,
it's big, right? So they built this inside of effectively like an NBA sized gym, and it's the floor of the gym, and it's like as wide from one side to the other. It's pretty impressive. So. There's other things, and I'll be honest, like I don't know what all the special rules of this are. There apparently is overtime rules. There are referees that are gonna be there. So here's what the competition format. They'll play 15 holes of golf each match, divided into two sessions. 9 holes of triples, which is 3 versus 3 alternating shots, and 6 holes of singles, which is one guy from each team will be paired up with one guy from each team, and they'll play across. So like Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott, and Keegan Bradley are playing for Boston Common Golf. Atlanta has a team called the Atlanta Drive with Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, and Billy Horschel. On hole 1 of triples, Rory tees off for Boston, JT for Atlanta. Then Scott would take the shot for Boston, Cantlay for Atlanta. And they'll alternate 1, then 2, then 3, then 1, then 2, then 3 all the way through those holes. Then when they get to hole 10 and they're going to play 10 through 15 as singles, it'll be two guys from each team playing or a guy from each team playing against each other. If you win in regulation, you get 2 points. If you win in overtime, you get 2 points, but the losers in overtime get 1 point. And if you lose in regulation, you get 0 points. It is going to be tournament style. It is taking place at the SoFi Center on Palm Beach State College in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, a 250,000 square foot venue that will accommodate 1,500 fans. So this is, it's going to have more people there than NXT does on a Tuesday night. And on top of that, and this is why I'm intrigued by it, because they are encouraging fans. I've got a buddy who lives down there. They're encouraging fans to like be excited, to be a wrestling crowd, right? To get loud, to get excited, to get super into this. I actually really like this concept. I really like this concept because it is going to, for, I'm going to say the first time, because you've had some events that have leaned into this, although some of them have kind of backed down. You know, we've talked for years. I've been trying to convince Lonzo to watch the Waste Management Open out in Phoenix, which has always been, and they've changed it up a little bit. They've kind of pulled back on it, but it used to be like a frat party on steroids, but at a golf tournament. They're kind of like encouraging fans to be this way, to like get rowdy, to have some fun. So I think this is a really interesting concept by the PGA Tour that I wonder how many of you guys that are either like you are golf fans or maybe you're super casual golf fans, but maybe this kind of builds the hype. How many of you will tune in to watch your favorite golfers play kind of out of their element, right? Kind of play. Golf has always been a place where if you don't have a golf course, you can't play it. And now, With the rise of the simulator era, I have, and this is, I'm doing the math in my head, I think I've played more simulator rounds in the last year than I've played actual rounds of golf in the last year. Last year, I've probably played 15 rounds of golf on a golf course. I've probably played 25 times on a simulator.
Doesn't it take some of the exercise out of golf, though? I mean,
oh, for sure, which for a lot of people is a selling point.
Okay.
Right? It. I'll tell you what else it takes out of the round of golf.
It takes the outdoors out, which is one of the appeals of golfing.
For some people it is. For some people it's not, right? I'll tell you one other thing it takes out. You know what else it takes out? Time. A round of golf is 3.5 hours. If you get out there on a busy day and there's a lot of other people on the course, it could take you 4.5 hours to play a round of golf. You're giving up your day to play a round of golf. If I play on a simulator, I can play a round of golf in like an hour and a half, 2 hours tops, right? Because there, I don't have to walk to the ball. I hit the ball. I stand in one place, and the computer just goes, okay, next shot, go ahead, whenever you're ready, right? But the reason I'm interested in this is not for, you know, the fandom, although I'm intrigued to see what a wrestling crowd at a golf event looks like. It's not for the rivalries, because there are some guys that notably do not like each other, or at least have an on-the-course rivalry, that are going to be on different teams playing against each other. Every other team will play every other team at least twice in the regular season, and that's all cool. Here's what I'm genuinely interested in. In the United States of America in 2025, if you want to get on the radar, what do you have to do? You have to be fast-paced. You have to be flashy. You have to be loud. You have to grab attention. It is not a secret to anybody that the average attention span of Americans is about 20 seconds that they can commit to something new. This is why they say all the time, hell, in our industry, it's always been this way. But if you don't grab attention in 20 seconds, you're not getting attention, because people move on to the next thing that quickly and easily, right? So what did golf do? Which has historically been considered the most boring professional sport. And I get it. You tune into a golf event, a golf tournament, on a Saturday morning, and let's go out to the course. Rory McIlroy on hole 6 looking like he's taking that 60 degree out of the bag. Rory approaches his shot. Wind's blowing left to right at about 10 miles an hour, enough that he will have to take that into consideration. We'll see if Rory decides to go with the flop shot. You know what I mean? Like that. I get how that's, if you don't love golf, that's not your bag. So what are we doing here? We're putting some adrenaline into it. We're pouring some nitrous into it. We're getting some gas going, right? Like we are gonna, it's gonna be flashy, it's gonna be loud, it's gonna be music, there's gonna be rivalries, there's gonna be bleep talk, there's gonna be crowds that are into this event. And I'm not worried about the TV ratings tonight. I wonder what the social media reaction is gonna be overnight, right? I wonder after this event is over, if we get...
What if there's no reaction at all because no one watches it?
That's what I'm saying. Here's okay. The thing. I'm not worried about the ratings are. I'm not. Because to me, and this is what I think a lot of TV is doing nowadays, and this is a problem. I don't know who it was. A couple of days ago, one of the wrestlers had a great point. They said something. They're like, I understand that I don't have to come out here and cut a great 10-minute promo like we did back in the day. I got to come out here, and I got 10 minutes to drop a 30 to 45-second hot take that becomes a social media sensation, right? All of our favorite wrestlers the last handful of years, they all have what? They all have some kind of catchphrase. Yeah! Yeet! Yes!
Friend of the show, Orange Cassidy, has no catchphrase.
His is unspoken, right?
He says, I have no catchphrase.
That is a catchphrase, dude.
And I believe what he says.
That is a catchphrase. But it's what can you do to grab attention? That is, you can do it in a reel. I have been told by someone in a corporate authority position for this company that the way we do radio now should be think in reels. That's what I got told. Think in reels. What's that mean? It means you got to do a full segment, but figure out how you can get your point across in a way that is 59 seconds or less so that we can chop that out and put it on a reel and get you going viral on social media. That's what's wanted. That's what America responds to now. So I'm interested in seeing with this video game format, with the lights and the noise and the sound, with putting these PGA golfers head to head against each other, have them standing around together in the same place. Because even when you watch golf, it's like one guy's way over there because he hit his ball in the sand, and one guy's way over there because he piped a drive right down the center. They're not walking together. They're not talking together. They're not interacting. You just have a camera following Bryson DeChambeau up a fairway. Now, I got six of these dudes standing together talking crap or talking golf or whatever. Now I can cut that up into reels, and what's that do? Now I get to put the personality of the golfers, which is what Rob Brown's saying to do for years. I've been screaming it at baseball. Star your stars. This is the opportunity for golf to star its stars. This is the opportunity for golf to say, hey, this is Justin Reed. This is Roy McIlroy. This is not locked in competition Sunday in a sport where they've always been taught like quiet and low key and like don't let your emotions show. This is who they are as people. And if I can, will this hook the next generation? Will a younger generation of people who think in Fortnite terms look at this and go like, oh, it's golf, but it's a video game. I like video games. And maybe give it a shot and then follow those guys over to the golf course. I think this is a great idea from the PGA Tour, and I'm interested to see what social media reaction it gets. I don't care about the TV ratings. You know what always generates social media buzz? When Lonzo does a sports flash.
Absolutely. I am a real walking. Black Friday wasn't quite as dramatic as many expected. The Patriots, Gerard Mayo, and the Jags, Doug Peterson, were the only head coaches to catch the axe, though a few assistants and coordinators were let go across the league. The football championship subdivision title belongs once again to the North Dakota State Bison, who knocked off previously undefeated and top-seeded Montana State 35-32. The title is the Bison's 10th, all of which have come in the last 14 seasons. No other school has more than six. They are also the only team in college football history to have a 16-0 season. Tune in tomorrow at 6:30 as Furman Paladins take on the Citadel Bulldogs. It's Furman versus the Citadel right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. It's us. It's right here. It is the Fan Upstate.